Hello, today the church celebrates Tuesday in the octave of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 20, verses 11 to 18. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday, we heard St. Matthew's account of Mary Magdalene's experience at the empty tomb on that first Easter morning. St. Matthew briefly mentioned Mary's fear, but didn't really delve into it. St. John's account provides us with more details, revealing that Mary was so distraught that she didn't even recognize Jesus when she first saw him. As we listen to the Gospels, we may be tempted to think that some of Jesus' followers were a little slow to grasp the significance of his teachings and miracles. But the truth is that they, just like us, grew in faith gradually through moments of revelation and discovery. Even though we know the story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we can still struggle to recognize his presence in our lives today. When we face difficulties and feel alone, we may wonder if God is even there. But our faith teaches us that God is always with us, just as he was with Mary Magdalene at the empty tomb, even though she was initially unaware of his presence. Let us pray that we remain aware of God's abiding presence in our hearts and lives, so that, like Mary Magdalene, we may hear the voice of Jesus and be filled with the awareness of his love and presence.